my prediction for a while has been that there will be a huge argument over what is reasonable for the ratepayers of the sewer system to pay. Ultimately, all of this will culminate in the county filing a plan of adjustment with the bankruptcy court, and the bankruptcy court will either confirm that or not.
So kind of in the big picture, we have these issues to work through, but ultimately the county presents a plan, the bankruptcy judge accepts it or rejects it.
That's right.
I mean, I understand there are kind of ground rules as well that bankruptcy puts in place. So, for instance, unlike personal bankruptcy, the county can't walk away from its debts.
That's right. It's the bankruptcy here is enormously complicated by the fact that this is a municipality. Most of the bankruptcies you hear about are handled under Chapter 11 of the Bankruptcy Code that governs reorganization of business. And a lot of the rules in Chapter 9, which governs municipal bankruptcy, are just adopted from Chapter 11, but Congress picked and chose among those various rules. And it's further complicated by the fact that we're dealing with intergovernmental issues. The federal government is a government of limited powers, so there are a complex set of rules governing the extent to which the federal government and the federal courts can come in and tell states and their municipalities what to do. On the other hand, bankruptcy is reserved to the federal government in the federal constitution. So this creates this very awkward dance as to who has the power to decide what.
If I'm understanding this correctly, it's not just the sheer size of the bankruptcy, but it's the fact that bankruptcy law has kind of been taken from personal bankruptcy applied to a municipal situation, and you've got different layers of government involved.
Yes, it is complicated for all kinds of reasons.
So in your mind, as you look at this situation, what are the biggest questions that remain unanswered with Jefferson County's bankruptcy?
Well, the big one is, will the receiver stay in place? And if the receiver stays in place, will there be any new limits on what his powers are to, first and foremost, set rates for the system? There will be a number of questions about the extent to which the various kinds of misbehavior on both the creditor side and the debtor side plays into this. Should it invalidate some of the debts? Ultimately, it comes down to what can Jefferson County pay? We don't know the answer to that yet. And how does it go forward?
There is a hearing on Monday over the sewer receiver issue. Is your sense that we're going to have legal battles for the foreseeable future like this? Or once we get over this hump, it's kind of relatively smooth sailing coming to a resolution?
Well, it's typical in a bankruptcy this size that there are various disputes within the bankruptcy case. They're called proceedings. It's like a little lawsuit within the larger bankruptcy case. I suspect we will see litigation over validity of debts, litigation over what sewer rates get set. So not only will there likely be a number of proceedings, trials within the bankruptcy system, there'll probably be some appeals from those. So this could take quite a while.
As we think about this process, eventually there'll be a plan that will go before the bankruptcy judge. How do you think the judge will evaluate whether it's a plan he'll accept or reject?
Well, there's a specific set of statutory criteria that he has to work through. I didn't bring a copy of the bankruptcy code with me, and I'm not sure you could stand the excitement of my reading the criteria. But it's about, is this fair? Is it reasonable? Does it treat everybody in an equitable manner? Does it comply with all the various legal requirements, of which there are quite a number? So the judge has the responsibility to say, does this plan work? Is it realistic? Is it fair within the ways that fairness is defined in the statute? And we'll ultimately have to make a decision, and the judge's decision may be subject to appeal.
How long a process do you expect this to take? Are we thinking months, years?
Well, certainly months, quite possibly years.